Whether you're going out, staying in, lying in bed, or just doing your thing, it's Living Up the Weekend.
I thought I'd give you a bit of a history of shaking throughout popular culture. You see, ever since Taylor Swift came along last year with Shake It Off, people have been wondering, and they come to me and they say, Philip, how did shaking ever get into our common day lives? And I say, well, if I put on my best sort of Pathé voice and say we have to go all the way back to 1955 for the origins of sort of modern shaking, with a song later recorded by Elvis. But at first you have Bill Haley and the Comets with the origins of modern shaking. Can you feel it? That's Bill Haley in the Comets with Shake, Rattle and Roll. And sort of through the 50s, you've got a thing, and into the 60s, everyone's getting their groove on, and then that's kind of epitomised by the next two songs that we've got coming up for you. Both 70s stalwart, you might say. First from 78, a bit of MJ, and then Casey and the Sunshine Band. And what you sort of got to remember is that from that transition there, from shaking, rattling and rolling, shaking is now becoming something that you do with various parts of your body. So there you are shaking, shaking your booty, and then you are shaking your booty down to the ground. That all sort of came to a head in 1980 when you have the Blues Brothers and Ray Charles. Now, maybe a tail feather is a euphemism for something else in particular. But then shaking sort of has this kind of lull. Shaking isn't so widespread anymore. But it's left sort of through this barren period to the Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff to revive shaking. And this isn't just shaking of a body part. This is shaking of something completely existential, something completely external. Later on, now we're going to go through into the noughties. In fact, the very late noughties, when we get to a band who like to shuffle, and they see the shake and the shaking as a dance move as part of one shuffle.
Shake that.
And the shaking throughout dance moves continues into this from 2013. You remember that thing where one person starts and then everyone goes crazy. But the Harlem Shake is potentially the epitome of things that go movement from one person's bodily stature. But now we are going to return to the present and the queen of modern shaking, Miss Taylor Swift.
Living up the weekend with Philip Stoneman.